know the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K26. It's myself, Mo Mootsy, and today, the legendary coach Brendan Sir is not here, but we do have Dr. Shaquille O'Neal. I'm so excited to share this episode with you guys because when I was first getting into basketball, it was Michael Jordan and it was Shaq. Those were the first two players I ever seen from the NBA, and it changed my life. So this one really means a lot. I want to thank you to Shaq's team for making this possible. I want to thank you to each and every one of you guys listening to this who engage in the community, share the show, comment on the posts, share it to your story, all of that, because I do this for you. That's why we do this. And you guys see Shaq on TV. He talks about the G14 classification. And what I wanted to do was declassify some of those files. So we tapped in with Shaq and got his unfiltered thoughts and his secrets to dominating in the NBA, dominating in business, and a whole lot more. Let me stop talking right now. Please subscribe to the show so we can keep doing things like this. It would really mean a lot if you leave a review, 5 stars on Spotify, leave a nice review on Apple Podcasts. And without further ado, here is Shaquille O'Neal, Dominance Declassified. Enjoy. You know the vibes, you know what it is. It's Mo here with the legend, Shaquille O'Neal, the Big Diesel, the Big Aristotle, my personal favourite, the Big Shamrock. How you doing, Shaq?
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam, bro. How you been? How's your time in London so far?
I can't love London. As you say, I have offices here. I don't really get to come a lot, but I'm going to probably start coming a little bit more. The people have always been very hospitable. And I'm thinking about, all right, this is secret. I'm looking at a place in Richmond Park right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't tell anybody.
Well, we love having you here. Yeah. You know, basketball's not huge over here, but you know, for me, when I tell people what I do, one of the first things they ask is, who have you interviewed? And the first name I always say is Shaq, because we interviewed in Abu Dhabi a few years ago.
That was you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay, yeah, I remember. Yeah, that was you.
And then they're like, oh my God. So I appreciate you pulling up. We got a few questions, right? Because not only are you all of the nicknames that we mentioned before, but you're also the chairman of the Big Man Alliance, and you have the G14 classification. Can you explain to the fans what the G14 classification is?
G14 classification means you have the highest classification. I have the highest classification of winning championships. I have 4. There's nobody that has won more than me that's around. Say Tim Duncan, but Tim Duncan is a power forward. Power forward, yep. Is not a big man. So,
yep.
You know, when you know somebody gets 4, they can take me out. When they get 5, they can take over. But I know how to win. Mm-hmm. I know how to dominate. And I have that information because I did it personally. You know, as a fan, you can see other people do it and relate to what they do. But because I've done it personally, gives me G14 classification.
Well, today we want to declassify some of the dominance, right? You had the great season 1 of Dunkman. Season 2 is coming soon. So I wanted to know, in your opinion, aside from ripping down the backboard, what is the secret to a great dunk?
I mean, the great dunk is one that gets the people out of their seats. A great dunk is something that no one has ever seen before. A great dunk is doing something that nobody could do, even if they tried doing it. That's why I like looking at the, you know, guys from the, you know, dunk man. Like, I as powerful as a dunker I was, I know for a fact I can't jump over 2 or 3 people and double clutch it. As great as an athlete I was, I know I can't do the Jordan Kilgannon, come behind the back and do like that. So those dunks are especially me because I can't do them. So as a fan, if you see something that you know you can't do, it just makes it more exciting. And for example, I saw the guy with the jetpack. You ever see the jetpack guy?
Mm-hmm.
I love that guy.
Crazy.
Yeah, I love
crazy.
That guy. Guess what? You can't do it.
Yep. And you got one of my boys coming in season 2, so you're gonna see some. Yeah. You're gonna see some stuff you never seen. Well, shout out to Joel Henry every time. The best dunker in the world, in my opinion.
You do.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. So, one thing you did when you were on the court though is you dominated the post like nobody else. We don't see too much of that nowadays. We see a little bit here and there, but what's the secret to dominating on the post?
And I think it's my fault the game is being played the way it's played now, because when I was dominating the post, you tried to bring in centers to bring me out from the post. Okay, he's good offensively. Now let's make him play defense. Let's pick and pop. And then we're all products of our generation. So I grew up watching guys that dominated the post. But you look at Joker, he watched Dirk, and you know, Dirk watched KG, and they all watched Tim Duncan, 6'11", 7 foot. That could pop out and shoot the jumper. So it's my fault that guys are playing soft, what I call it. The key to dominating the post is just making your opponent quit, bringing the force. Like I used to try to elbow you in your face on purpose to see if you can handle it. So now that I know I got you going like that, I got the advantage.
Yeah, because I always say in the modern NBA, they're like, when's it going to revert back to the old style? I said, listen, if you had a young player, though, that was like prime Shaq, who could dominate like that, then all of a sudden, you've got to have, because when you played, teams were loading up on centers just to foul you. There was guys getting paid just to foul you.
There's one guy, and his name is Marcus Ponder. Here's his footage. Now, this kid, I think, can change. But the problem is, you got 30 teams, you got 29 guys shooting jumpers, and you got one guy that's playing like that. I don't think he's good enough to, I mean, I don't want to say he's good enough, but I don't think that, you know, his impact will be enough to where people have to start changing. I mean, they may have to change for a game, but, you know, the guys are, so he's really good, but, you know, I think the game has changed forever because analytics and guys like shooting threes. I hate big guys shooting threes, but hopefully somebody brings it back. However, if I was playing today, though, they would have to change for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You talked about winning at the highest level, and you won alongside guys like Kobe and D-Wade. We see a lot of superstars try and team up to try and win, and they can't get it done. What's the secret to winning at the highest level, and when you have alpha dogs like yourself and Kobe on the same team, joining forces?
It's just sacrifice at the right time. Sacrifice and just being able to delegate, you know, because as a superstar, you like say, I'm on. But when you're off, got to kick it. Like when I'm getting doubled, I'm looking for Kobe and my shooters. And I know when he's coming to the lane, he's looking for me and his shooter. So once we figured it out, we were unstoppable. Then I took what I learned from there and took it to Miami and was able, you know, to teach, you know, D-Wade some of that. But it's just all about sacrifice and just all about trust. Like people think you have to be best friends, when you don't. Sacrifice and respect.
So off the court, you've built an insane business empire. If you could go back in time and give yourself one piece of business advice, what would that piece of advice be?
Nothing. Because I'm very calculated at what I do. You know, it's hard to go back and say, I should have did this, I should have did that. You know, everything that I've dreamed about having my own shoe line, and dreamed about being on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and dreamed about owning all these companies, it's come true, so. You know, I think it's bad luck to say, I should have did this, I should have did that. I'm happy, I'm blessed, and I'm just going to continue to, you know, keep having fun, inshallah.
What piece of business advice would you give me or any other young people who are trying to get to your level?
Listen to those that are doing what you want to do. Like, I'm the type that jealousy motivates me. So if I go outside and see a guy who owns a building, I want to find out how I can own the building. I'll research him, I'll study him, I'll see what he did. Because the good thing about this world we live in now, everybody's giving up their information. So just listen to the right people, listen to the smart people, and don't listen to this guy that's trying to interrupt.
There's one more thing I wanted to talk to you about. As the only athlete to have a platinum-selling album, what's the secret to a great rap song?
So my thing is, I never wanted to be a rapper, but when you're in there with the best, you can't embarrass them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not platinum by myself. I'm platinum because there's something with Biggie, with Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to be in the studio with those guys, of course you're not going to outdo them, but you got to be right there. So when I did the song with Big, I did my verse about 100 times, right? And I said, okay. And then Big flew in, and I was like, all right, I'm going to play it. And when I played it, I was hoping he was saying it was okay. And he just was going like this. He wasn't smiling nothing. He's like, man, that shit tight. And that's all I wanted to hear. I was like, yeah. Say it again. Big, that's tight, big dog. So I was like, whew. So then I was like, hey, here's a pen and pad. I'm going to go in it because, you know, I had the studio in my house. I said, I'll be at the big house. You take your main thing you want. So I don't need a pen and pad. And he did his shit in one take. So for me, rhyming with my favorite artists, I just have to make sure not to embarrass them. So I remember going to play with my dad, and my dad was a really good player, and you know, he'd bring me along, he'd always say, don't embarrass me. So when I'm rapping with my favorite guys, I just didn't want to embarrass them. But, you know, you got to have good lyrics, the music has to be tight, you know, and you just have to make people go like this. So, You know, I'm not the greatest rapper in the world, but I'm not the terrible, so, but I know I'm very, very respected. And I'm the greatest athlete rapper ever.
That's a fact.
That's a fact, ever.
Are you tapped in with any UK rap?
I like a lot of the guys, but I don't know their names.
Okay.
You know, like, Drake had a song with a guy.
Skepta or Giggs.
I like both of them, yes.
Yeah. I'm going to put you on some hidden gems after we get done here.
All right, yes, let me.
But Shaq, I want to say I appreciate your time, my brother. It's much appreciated.
You still say bruv?
We do, because we're old school. They call me Unc now, because I'm 31, right? Yeah. I'm old school, I say bruv, but these young kids, they don't. They be trying to be American. They be saying no cap and all of this kind of stuff. We don't do that. We have, in our office, we have a wall of fame for some of the all-time greats. So if you wouldn't mind signing this for us, it would be a great honor for me.
I watch a lot of Top Boy.
You watch a lot of Top Boy?
Yeah. Top Boy and the Gangs of London. You seen the Gangs of
London? Gangs of London, yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, no, in Top Boy, whenever Americans watch Top Boy, they come to me and say, where's the food, bruv? Where's the food? And that's what I hear a lot when I'm over in the States.
Is it bruv or bruv?
Bruv.
Bruv. What's up?
B-R-U-V.
All right, bruv.
Bruv. Yeah. But no, Shaq, we appreciate you so much, man.
Thank you, bro.
Have a good time in London. Hopefully we'll see you around more. Now you're going to be in a certain part of town that we're not going to disclose.